So some of these, you know, problems that are happening around the world, including ISIS, you know, these are real problems. But let's take a step back and think why we have these problems. I think, in particular, ISIS and the situation in Iraq and now Syria, we can point out to the U.S. militarism and military intervention as one of the main root causes for why we have the problem to start with. So now the theme that the U.S. government is trying to convince us with is that we can bomb Iraq into moderation and we can bomb Iraq into stability. And this is ridiculous to think about it, because we have bombed Iraq into extremism and this stability for the last 22 or 23 years. We started bombing Iraq in 1991 and never stopped until now. President Obama is the fourth consecutive U.S. president to declare you know, a war on Iraq.
Raed Jarar is the Policy Impact Coordinator at the American Friends Service Committee. This is Talk Nation Radio. I'm David Swanson.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 38th Annual Portland International Film Festival, which begins February 5th with a screening of Wild Tales at the Fox Tower and continuing through February 21st at many locations all over Portland. This year's festival brings over 150 films from around the globe to the Portland metro area. Again, that's the 38th Annual Portland International Film Festival, running through February 21st. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club. With the theme, If Not You, Then Who? Be the Change. The Youth Summit provides mentorship, encouragement, and training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding leadership and organizing skills. The summit also showcases youth talent with prizes for those having the courage to perform. Again, that's the 9th Annual Portland Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, here on KBOO 97 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I'm a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. As usual, I'm joined by my sisters in the struggle.
Yes, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell, Vice President of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and also I'm a retired staff for the United Auto Workers.
Also, Deborah Hall with the American Federation of Teachers and with the Portland NAACP.
So tonight's segment, we're going to highlight the Affordable Care Act. It's that time once again for individuals to sign up. We have a hard date coming up, and so tonight's guest, we have two guests, are representatives of Working America Healthcare, which is in partnership with Working America and Unions Plus. Working America is a union, is a community affiliate with the AFL-CIO. together they advocate the good. They advocate for good jobs, better wages, access to affordable health care. So our first guest tonight is Mary Beth Healy, who's a project manager who lives in Florida. And our second guest is Kyle Allen, who is the field director and the healthcare outreach associate who works here in Oregon. So Mary Beth, are you with us?
Indeed, Tina. Thanks so much. So, Dr. Terrell and Deborah, hello to both of you as well.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So Mary Beth, can you give us a national perspective of what's going on with the affordable health care?
Sure, sure. And I really do appreciate the time that you've given us to talk about this very important issue. And, you know, as you all know, and as many Oregonians know and listeners to KBOO, the issue of health care really has been one on our minds and in our lives forever. And the Affordable Health Care Act has really helped millions of Americans to access health care, some of them really for the first time in their life. So at the end of the first open enrollment period in 2014, 10 million Americans had signed up for health coverage, either through private plans on the exchange or through expanded Medicaid programs throughout the country. And today, we have over 6 million folks who have already enrolled, whether that's through re-enrollment in plans they selected last time around, or they've been taking another look and/or reapplying for the first time. And this is always, or has been in the year past, the busiest time is the 2 weeks really leading up to the deadline. And Tina, a lot of listeners may think the deadline is in late March, which is what it was last year, but indeed the deadline is February 15th for the final day for Americans to have coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
So in football language, we're at the 2-minute warning then.
Exactly. I figured folks in the Pacific Northwest might not want to talk in football language today, but indeed we are at the 2-minute warning. And, you know, folks can get covered in a myriad of ways, through the website at workingamericahealthcare.org, through our licensed professionals over the phone who will help folks to enroll. And I think it's really important that that people realize that, you know, that they do have to sign up. Most Americans must have coverage by February 15th or they could face a fine through their taxes with the IRS, and nobody likes to get in trouble with the IRS. And, you know, Working America really started this project with Union Plus because we did a pilot project during the first open enrollment period in 2014. And we were out in Oregon. Folks may remember us talking to them about enrolling, and also out in Ohio. And what we found were a number of things. One, that lots of folks didn't know about the Affordable Care Act and the benefits that are now required for health insurers to put in plans. They didn't know about the financial assistance that was available to help them pay for premiums. I mean, if you talk to any average Jane or Joe on the street and say, hey, do you have health care? And they're like, no, I can't afford it, right? So folks really need to understand that there is financial help available to help them afford coverage, and that, again, that deadline is February 15th. And people don't know about the fines either. And last year it was $95 for one individual or 1% of your income. So I think a lot of Americans might have some concern come tax time this year when they have to declare whether or not they had coverage. So I think it's a very timely opportunity for us to be alerting Oregonians and Southwest Washingtonians about this deadline on February 15th.
So Mary Beth, one of the repeated themes that keeps being recycled is that the program is not successful. How do you counter that at a national level?
Well, there's a number of ways that we've been combating it, and I think the number one is the numbers don't lie, right? I mean, people are signing up, and they are using their health care, and that that is a very important element. The other thing, too, is that, you know, the stories that people share, folks who are signing up and finding a plan for them and their family at the a reasonable price that they never could have gotten 5 years ago. And so it's a slow process, and there is a lot of misinformation. I think Oregonians are pretty lucky because there's been so much dialogue and so much work that's been done on healthcare over the years that we know a lot more in the Pacific Northwest than in other parts of the country. So maybe don't believe those stories. But heck, there was a friend of mine who just posted on Facebook about their brother who got health coverage for the first time in 15 years. And that is just amazing, and the difference that that makes in people's lives. And I'm sure Kyle has helped enroll tons of people in Oregon this time around who have had very compelling stories. And again, it is those stories that really help to tell the story. The story is told with you know, flat healthcare costs overall for the first time. So there's a lot of real positives of the Affordable Care Act, and we as trade unionists and as fighters for justice, we really have to be out there, you know, telling people. And again, that's why I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to tell folks in your listening audience about their opportunity to get coverage at an affordable price, but also just how successful the program has been.
Okay, once again, I want to remind our listeners that are listening to KBOO Portland, and we're having a conversation with workers who are working with to help sign people up for the Affordable Care Act. And we have on the line Marissa, we have on the line Mary Beth, who's in Florida, who's giving us a national perspective of what's happening with the Affordable Care Act. Deborah, did you have a question for Mary Beth?
Mary Beth, last year there were some challenges with folks being able to sign up. Can you talk about that experience that people are having this year with the technology?
Yes. Thanks so much for the question, Deborah. So, yes, we all heard the kerfuffle with the website stories, and certainly there have been much, much fewer of those technical challenges, and so that's a really great thing. And so I do encourage people to get coverage, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways that Working America Healthcare is really helping workers and Americans all over the country, because during that experience of our pilot project that I spoke about last year, we learned a number of things, right? Like I said, folks didn't know about the financial help that was available. But the other thing that we learned was that folks didn't know where to turn to after they got their coverage. And so we really thought about that piece and partnered with Unions Plus to be able to provide free of cost with anybody who signs up through the Working America Healthcare program to be able to access this health advocate service. And Tina and Audrey and Deborah, I can't emphasize enough how great this is for healthcare consumers, because so many folks, again, those especially who didn't have coverage before, they don't know how to navigate the system. So the health advocate becomes kind of like their caseworker, for lack of a better word, and they help them to find doctor's appointments and set up appointments with specialists. There's a 24-hour nurse hotline. And then the best of all is if you have ever fought with an insurance company about your bill, It's a mess, and it's a real waste of one's time and a lot of frustration. And so these health advocates take on that responsibility for us as well, and they have really saved consumers hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on their medical bills because of mischarging by the insurance companies. So it's a real way to hold the insurance companies accountable as well.
Okay. Well, as I indicated, we have another guest who's in the studio with us. His name is Kyle Allen, and Kyle is the Oregon Field Director and Healthcare Outreach Associate working for Working America. He lives here in Oregon. So, Kyle, why don't you give our folks a shout-out and tell them exactly what you do?
Basically, I am with Working America, and it's my job to reach out to individuals that have struggled with the website in the past or just need to sign up. And I primarily do that by reaching out to small businesses and finding workers that need these resources and educating them on the deadline, which is February 15th, and giving them the number that they need to call to get help, which I'll give you right now. It's 1-800-560-7114. And so if you live in Oregon or Washington, you can call that number, your friends and family can call that number, and really get one-on-one help. We also provide in-person help free of charge. So we try to make ourselves as accessible and available to the public as possible.
Well, great. So, Kyle, before we started the show, you and I were in a conversation about small companies. And again, there is this belief that small companies are going to suffer when it comes to the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the perception is not always reality, right? There are a tremendous amount of tax credits the federal government has put out for small businesses specifically. Those that are under 25 employees, they can call that number and see what their options are. But more and more businesses, specifically one that I just spoke to this last week, a cupcake shop in Alberta, are considering this as an option to finally provide health care at a reasonable cost to their employees. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for Oregon, and it's a good thing for the country.
When I talk to you, go ahead, Mary Beth.
And I'm sorry, Tina, and if I can and just jump in, I mean, folks have to reflect back upon why did we even pass the Affordable Care Act to begin with? And that's because small businesses couldn't afford the coverage because it was $12,000 a year for the average family premium at that time. Family budgets were being impacted, business budgets, and certainly government budgets, right? So it really was around those economic drivers as well that the ACA was even passed. And when Kyle mentioned, the free help that was available, if folks call 800-560-7114, and our in-person help is also complimentary. That's important to know because there are some folks out there, and I don't know if they've shown up in Oregon or not, who do charge consumers for assistance. And I just want to alert Oregonians and Southwest Washingtonians that if anyone says that you have to pay a fee to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, do not sign up through them because there should be no cost to you as a healthcare consumer. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. So Kyle, did you give out that text number?
Yeah. So if you are sitting at home, maybe you're cooking dinner and you don't have time to write this down. If you just text the word Portland to the number 22555. It'll go through a series of steps. You'll be able to get access to that number, keep you updated. And I think that's probably the most important thing you can do because right now, even if you have healthcare, I guarantee you're going to run into somebody February 15th, a friend, family member, maybe on Facebook, somebody who's struggling. And this is who they need to call. They either need to call us at 1-800-560-7114 or text us Portland at 22555 so we can help.
Well, great.
I'd like to add, too, for maybe there's a segment out there of union labor folks that are getting ready to retire. Check into the Affordable Care Act. Call these numbers and find out what you'll need because we've been used to having our health care taken care of us, and it's going to be our time. If you are anticipating retiring this year, call those numbers. Call and speak to Kyle. Get in touch with Mary Beth. Folks, I'm at Working America, and check that out.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. Even if you are maybe retiring, after February 15th, particularly SAG-AFTRA members that we've reached out to, you can call this number and we can help you at that point as well, even if it's after the deadline. This is a much better option than COBRA, much less expensive and much more flexible. So.
Well, great. Well, Kyle, I was looking at your bio and it really looks like you truly have the heart and soul of a community organizer. I mean, when I talked to you earlier, you talked about going to the small businesses to talk to not just the owners but also the workers. What kind of response have you gotten?
Yeah, I mean, I walk in and I make myself as available as possible. So I'm talking to the employees, the managers, the owners, seeing if there's an avenue to provide healthcare to the whole establishment, or just focusing on those folks that need that help right then and there. People that we find most often that need this help are people that work in the service industry, that work in retail, you know, working at the barbershops, cell phone carriers, cosmetology centers. I mean, these are folks that traditionally work hard and they make a wage, but they don't get this health benefit. And now they can get access to it.
Okay. Well, when I talked to you earlier, you also talked about an event coming up.
Yeah, so February 12th, Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m. in Northeast Portland at the Radio Room. We're going to have an event with brokers there where you can sit down in person and get help. So the address is 1101 Northeast Alberta Street, Portland, Oregon, 97211. And again, this is at the Radio Room at 7 p.m. on February 12th in Northeast Portland. But any day of the week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can actually come down to the office at 10,000 Southwest Wilshire, Suite B, Portland, Oregon, 97225. And that office is going to be available year-round. So if you are one of those union members or one of those folks that, you know, maybe you were on your parents' insurance and now you're not, you have a qualifying life circumstance, you lost your job or something, you can reach out to us and we will find whatever assistance possible for you.
Okay. Well, I was on the website a little earlier and it looked pretty user-friendly, but in my conversation with you, you indicated that it might be better to have an advocate help you maneuver through the process. Why is that?
Yeah, so, I mean, think about it. These folks are licensed on every single plan available on the exchange. They've signed up hundreds of people. They have that wealth of experience, and they've invested in the technology to help you through it quicker. A good example of that would be, I ran into a young lady at PocPoc when we held an event there. This was a server who was struggling with the website, and she sat down with us on her break and signed up in literally 7 minutes. So you should have seen the look on her face. Exactly. And so, you know, we have the technology, it's called SERPA, to get people through this process quickly and efficiently. The challenge is people knowing that this resource is available and getting them to understand that they should reach out to us so we can help.
Okay. Once again, for our listeners, you're listening to KBOO Portland. This is the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, where the passion comes alive 7 days a week. And so our guests tonight again are Kyle Allen and Mary Beth. And again, we really would like to thank you both for coming and being a part of this and doing such good work, helping people out there, particularly Oregonians, get the health care that they need.
Well, thanks, Tina. You know, it really is such an important issue, and I know from, you know, for a lot of unions, you know, this fight around healthcare at the bargaining table is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And so, you know, some unions may have lost dependent coverage at the bargaining table, and this might be a great option for them to provide coverage for their dependents. And you know, you don't even have to go to an event. You can call anytime while you're after dinner, you've got your kids in bed, you can dial 800-560-7114. You can go to the website at www.workingamericahealthcare.org 24/7 and really view plans and check things out. And as Kyle was saying, you know, that in-person assistance, it is really helpful because some people have challenging applications. They may have, you know, many children in their family or some other complexities. The other thing about going through the Working America Healthcare Program and obtaining the health advocate benefit is that you can then have somebody who's on your side to help you navigate the very complexities of this healthcare system, because it's not necessarily easy, and it's not necessarily as user-friendly as our website might be.
So, Kyle, in the waning moments, do you want to again remind people of the event, how to get in touch with you, and give us three bullet points of why it's important for people to sign up?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say I grew up in the Portland area, and it feels really good to help other people. So that's why I want people to have this number on hand so that you can help a friend or family member that needs it. It's 1-800-560-7114. We are holding the in-person event coming up at the Radio Room, which is at 1101 Northeast Alberta Street, Portland, Oregon, 97211. And of course, that's this coming Thursday, 7 o'clock. So come in, say hi, and we can hang out.
Oh, sweet. Well, I think one of the things that I learned about in talking to both you and Mary Beth is that when the deadline is over, and the hard deadline again is February 15th. Mm-hmm. And so what we don't want is we don't want everybody rushing in on February 15th. And so can you remind our listeners again what the daily hours are?
Yeah, it's human nature to procrastinate, right? So
yeah.
If you can imagine millions of people all trying to do the same thing at once. So if you want to get started early, which I recommend that you do, give us a call at the 1-800-560-7114 number, and you can come down to the office at 10,000 Southwest Wilshire, Suite B, Portland, Oregon, 97225. And basically, this is near the zoo where 217 and Highway 26 meet, from the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday.
So, Kyle, when I talked to you earlier, you gave me some really rough numbers.
Yeah, so in the last enrollment period, despite the issues that I'm sure people are familiar with as far as the website, without a working website, we signed up over 400,000 people in Oregon, according to the,
wow.
the Portland Business Journal.
Nice.
Exactly. And that put us as number 7 in the country for our ability to get people enrolled, which is fantastic.
And that's without a website.
That's without a website. And so now things are working, right? And but we still have a big job ahead of us. There's still more than 200,000 people just in Oregon here that do not have health insurance, that need this help, that may end up getting that tax penalty if they don't seek it out. And that's why these services are so crucial, and that's why we made them free.
Okay. Well, wow. Again, like I said, for me, the most important thing that I heard tonight was that you're not going to fold up shop once the hard day hits, that you guys are in there for the long run, and that if people feel as though they get a medical bill that they don't understand, that you're more than willing to help them sort it out. And in some cases, if they get overbilled, you try to negotiate them getting their monies back.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, that medical bill negotiating team, I think, is probably really fantastic as far as the healthcare advocate. I had one lady who used her medical services at ZoomCare last year, and ZoomCare charged her out of pocket 100% of the cost. And she called her advocate. The advocate got into the case and got ZoomCare to reimburse 100% of her money back.
Sweet.
And that's what we need, is we need somebody on your side. It's not just you versus the insurance company. You know, Working America's there to help.
Okay.
Your healthcare advocate. And also...
Yeah, it's really important. I'm so sorry, Tina. You know, that issue there, because what that woman would have done in the past, you know, she may have tried a couple of times and fought with the insurance company, but after 4 or 5 hours of dealing with that, they probably would have said, forget about it, right? Now I know better and I won't go to ZoomCare anymore. Not that we want to say anything negative about them, right? But my point is that having someone who is on your side, you know, to take some of that pressure off of you is worth $1 million. And as Kyle said, these services are complimentary to Americans and Oregonians who sign up through the WorkingAmericaHealthcare.org portal and get their coverage through us. And we really do want to be that trusted voice for folks in the Pacific Northwest and around the country.
And just also on another little side note, Working America is affiliated also with the AFL-CIO. And so I would like to personally thank the AFL-CIO, the Union Movement, and Working America for providing the service free for all of us to get us signed up for this very important and critical health care. Thank you.
So we've moved into that segment of our show where we have announcements.
All right. So coming up, we are in Black History Month, and the first announcement that I have for you is for February 12th, and wherever I've gone with my dates, please excuse me. February 19th, corrected date. It's the Dr. Charles Blue Drew Blood Drive, which will be at the Portland Red Cross, 3131 North Vancouver. That is Thursday, February 19th, from 12:30 until 6. You can contact Charletta Malone at the Portland Red Cross. The number is 503-528-5582. You can also visit the website www.redcrossblood.org/PNW for